phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina ngiyinsizwa.
New to betting, easybet.co.za makes it simple, fun and exciting, even if it's your first time. Sign up now and score a 50 Rand sign up bonus, no deposit needed. Just use the promo code SHADYPH and it's yours instantly. If you're looking for more, your first deposit gets you 150% bonus up to 1,500 Rand. That's more to play with and bigger chances to win. But wait, there's more. EasyBet will match your first bet up to 500 Rand, which means you're getting extra play without extra spend. And even if luck's not on your side, they pay you back 15% of your losing bets every week because they like backing real players. And the best part is there's even more waiting when you join. So head on over to easybet.co.za now. It's December coming up. We need the extra coins. And check it out for yourself. T's and C's apply. EasyBet Group Pty Limited is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under 18 may gamble, and winners know when to stop.
Yeah. What's going on? It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. I am fucking tired and I want this year to end now. Jesus Christ. Sorry. My name is PH. And that guy on the phone there. What's your name?
Me, Shady Luke, my man.
Shady Luke.
Yeah, but soon to be launching Kochiro.
Kochiro.
I'm not even tired of this year. I'm tired of this life. So I'm also Shady Luke, man. I'm fine. Same way I'm Kochiro. Have you ever just felt like changing your name, change your identity, change your whole life? That's me.
I went through that at some point.
Mm. But now you're still PH, Mus.
Yeah. It's never too late.
Got to be somebody else. You got to be Pindu Kobe.
Yeah? Nah?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That
would be so great every time you introduce yourself to white people. To be like,
funny enough, but that's how we landed with PH because they couldn't pronounce my name. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, for the first 10 years that I knew you, I thought your name's Pilani.
Yeah, most people think my name's Pilani.
I thought your name was Pilani.
Yeah.
You're like, no, it's my man.
No,
Pilani.
To a point where they would even call home. Or whatever. It's like, yo, Pilani. Like, my family would be like, who's fuck Pilani? Are you talking about?
Yes, it's actually Pindu Kobe.
No, it's not.
Kobe.
Yes.
Kobe.
But the Xhosa version.
What is the Xhosa version?
Rejoice.
Right? So is it Pindu Kobe?
Rejoice again. Or another. So it's one of two meanings. Rejoice again or another blessing. One
yeah, but
two.
I'm saying after Pindu, is it Kobe?
So it's not
Kobe? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
GC, ne?
GC, OP.
Pindu Kobe.
Yes, but in Zulu it means moisturize again. Fuck me.
Wow, I love it.
Anoint, what?
Anoint.
Anoint. Anoint again. Is that the true meaning of Kobe? Anoint again. Not moisturize.
Oh, Kobe, like Kobe is a cutie cure.
Fuck off. Yes.
Okay.
But in Xhosa, it's like a rejoice or blessing.
Okay.
Anointment. Yeah.
Anointment.
Yeah, so you know how. So you'd find in Xhosa there's a lot of guys called Qobani, as in be happy,
yes,
rejoice.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's in Zulu, it's an instruction, moisturize.
Yeah, it means I'm your Qoba. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're not here to discuss PH's name.
Yeah, thank fuck.
Wow, we went down a whole name.
I was like, what the fuck?
Rabbit hole. Oh. All I'm saying is I thought this nigga was Pilani.
Yeah, why did you cut that
we
shit?
We prefer him as PH. Thank you, PH.
Yeah,
How was the weekend? I saw you were in the Cup Start.
Hey, I was there.
You and Big Shot.
Can't talk about it. Signed NDAs.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. But I was somewhere nice.
Yes, and? Yeah.
It was nice.
Okay. but you were a few places nice because I saw your stories.
Yeah, it was a top weekend. Yeah. But again, can't talk about it. NDAs, boss.
No, not that one, man. Oh. Like, where were you in your time to yourself?
Cape Town.
Yeah, you were in other places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were you staying?
NDA.
Oh, wow. And I was like, yo, where's this nigga staying?
So technically, I can't speak about from when I left
Johannesburg.
Because it was on the...
What
was,
flight were you on? NDA.
NDA. I was on flight NDA, boss. NDA Airways. And you know, funny enough, it's just like, cool, they're signing a non-disclosure. Like, do you think non-disclosures carry weight in this country?
I don't think they do, but I'd like to believe that.
Because I would like to make my side chicks. I'm joking, I don't have any side chicks. But
hey, listen, dog. I know some niggas that sign contracts with chicks. Like up front. And it's been spoken about a lot in the States.
Sure.
Like, there's these consent contracts.
Good, good, that
some,
great.
Some college campuses and stuff were insisting on. Now, obviously, in the natural flow of things, it's a bit weird to stop. You know, you're already operating. You're on third base. And then you say, pause that move. Shut I need up. You to sign this consent contract to say, Guti, we are continuing, we are operating.
Yeah, under this.
Because it is becoming like bad on college campuses because the parties get so out of control.
People
get drunk. They're making a lot of mistakes.
Sure.
There was like, you need to sign a consent contract. It was a suggestion that was tabled. Okay. Obviously, can you imagine?
I can.
Yeah. Imagine brother. Discussing it at dinner.
No.
I can't be in the middle of operating.
How things have unfolded.
Oh.
For many people out there.
Yes.
It now becomes a possibility of being able to imagine it and seeing it through.
Yeah. So you don't want problems.
It's like the simple thing of no glove, no love.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's like, hey, I bought a love with you. Yeah.
But I mean, no glove, no love is also like, you know.
Anyway, so I was just talking about NDAs. Oh, sure. So, yeah, obviously you sign an NDA and you respect it.
Yes.
But there's people who are disrespectful towards those things that could sign it and then go and
blab it is. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a solid weekend.
100%. Mine was spent indoors. My son hurt his toe.
I saw image of Ethan holding.
Like Hector Peterson. I was like, what did the June 16? You know?
Sure.
We were moving with the Soweto uprising.
Yeah.
But no shame, man. It was very cute. I was even crying.
No shame.
Because, like, the little one was crying, bro.
Oh.
They stitched his foot. So it was. I can imagine.
Oh, I was going to have a cut December.
Nah, it's fixed already. Stitches are coming out, I think, next week, Tuesday.
Okay.
And then he's up and running.
Oh, nice.
But, like, freak accident. He was at boxing. Him and the other boy were sparring, and they kicked at the same time. So his foot went underneath this other guy's foot, and his toenail cuts his underneath. How weird! I didn't even know what to say.
Jesus!
And then like
no,
my family's like, "Yo, what did you say?" I was like, "What the fuck must I say? How do I pull the light and say, yo, cut your fucking toenail?"
Yeah,
come on, shame, man. You didn't mean to.
Yeah, you didn't do kind of music.
No, I didn't do kind of music because I was with the light. I was at Morningside Medic Clinic.
Oh, snap.
Stitching and doing whatever, yeah. I shout out to Adam Hollins. That's my boy. Shout out Adam. Mm-hmm. He hooked me up like with tickets to Kaina on the day.
Oh, snap.
He was like, hey, my man.
Here we go.
Proper nice one, Sue. Backstage VIP.
Backstage, yeah.
Yeah. But I gave them to my one bra.
Okay,
yeah.
Dope.
But I did tell him, I said to him, I need tickets for me and my bra.
Sure.
And my bra at the time of his life, because that nigga was in general pop until I pulled up.
It's nice to know people in high places like Amawaras.
Yeah? High places, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Adam Hollins.
But listen, during my weekend, I'm sure this part with the non-disclosure I can talk about.
Right.
So,
are you sure? Because that thing is all-encompassing.
No. So, moving from the one destination to the other, right? I had a driver this entire weekend.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, hence NDAs.
Tell us more. Oh, so there's no way you're moving.
Yeah?
Yo, this one is not an NDA. This one is an interrogation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, we're moving from the one destination to the other. And the driver, in fact, no, let me give context before this. Thursday, I'm in an Uber going to the airport. Right?
From Joburg.
From Joburg, yeah. So this is before the NDA.
Yeah.
I think I just come from cutting my hair.
Yeah.
And I'm in an Uber. I listen to the song. I said to the driver, yo, who's this? He mentioned some name. I can't hear him, but I Shazam it. But I Shazam it, and then I've got an auto Shazam thing, but fine, I leave it in my pocket. Fine. Fast forward 2 days later, now we're moving, when the Western Cape, we're moving from one destination to the other. And the driver is like, yo, do you know? It's like, I was like, yo, you can play whatever, ne?
Yeah.
Because I think we were losing signal. We're listening to Metro. And then in the mountains, we lost signal. It's like, yo, you can play whatever. Plays us this artist.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on my phone scrolling. I hear the one jam. I'm like, yo, this thing is composed so well. Who the fuck is this? Vocals in the next song, I lay it so well. And the other one is a saxophone. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this? He's like, no, Kimang Mang. Yeah. I'm like, yo, okay, I don't know this guy. Sounds like,
never heard of
sounds like, you know how you'll hear like there's T-Deep, Skin Deep, Mang Mang Deep, Waras Deep. So it's like, okay, Vele, it's an art deep house thing. So it's like one Kuna. Of the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Bro, then he plays this one song, right? Imizamo Yam. I'm like, yes, who the fuck is this?
And he's like, get deep, deep.
Escape Deep. I searched this guy. Escape, I cool. deep. Escape deep. I searched the name on IG. I search everywhere.
Yeah.
Then I search the credits of the song. Right? Then it comes. So, Wandy, can you pull up? I don't know if we should pull up now. But anyways, actually don't pull up now. So then I realize. Hold on. Then I realize, yo, this. I'm like, this. The one song sounded like it had this person and this person and this person.
Mixed together.
Yes. Then on the screen, there's no credits. There's no features.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, the fuck?
And you're trying to investigate.
Yeah. This track, then I go back to the other song that I had heard in the thing, in the Uber. Yeah. And I was like, yo, that shit is AI. Then I'm like, yo, is this shit AI as well?
Yeah.
Because he's singing in Vanak. Yeah. Escape Deep, Imizamo Yam. Then I go into his Instagram. His Instagram is AI videos, AI generated videos, right? Then on YouTube, this song, Imizamo Yam, just pull up the video. This song.
This is the music video.
Yes, this is the music video. I was like, oh shit. This is the music video. AI, I was like, oh, this is AI. Then it got thinking, it got me thinking. Put up that screen grab, dog. There's that screen grab. I put a thingy. There's a screen grab. This is the guy's credits, right?
Artist, Escape Deep.
Yes.
Performers, Escape Deep. Writing and arrangement, Teboho Emmanuel Makhado.
Sure.
That's probably Escape Deep.
Yeah, that was probably him.
Right. Production and engineering, Escape Deep. Sources.
Escape Deep. I'm sure record label is Escape Deep.
What does that say? Assistant mixing engineer.
Escape Deep.
Escape Deep.
So, bro, this is
Emizamo Yam, Escape Deep.
Bro,
this is on Spotify.
It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's on all the major DSPs.
So,
his
track is essentially a registered song. It's not just a bootleg.
So, go out and listen to Emizamo Yam.
Yeah, we obviously can't play it.
We can't play it, you know, but go out
since
and listen.
It's a registered song, even though it's a robot.
And please engage with us in the comments. I want to see if people catch on this. But, bro, I was like, no, man. I was so shocked, dog, at how good this shit is. I was like, yo, it's AI, but it sounds so real. Yeah. It's in Vanak. Okulma about, like, he was singing about, in the song Imizamo Yam, speaking about his ways and trying to live a better life for his kids. And
like the vocals have actually got some sort of soul.
Substance, yes. Yeah. And I was taken aback. I was like, yo, is this where we are now that we're now enjoying AI music? And it also got me thinking that in America, the number one song in the country was a country song.
Yeah, that was an AI song.
Which was an AI song.
And it made it to like the top of all the charts.
Yes.
And then they were like, yo, but this is AI.
Bro,
but
surely.
I think there, something was done about it in terms of they were like, ah, oh, man, it's not a real song. It's not a real artist.
Yes.
So technically, it's not a real song.
It's not a real song, but you're enjoying the song.
Deep song. If it's on Spotify, you know what I mean? Like, you don't just throw songs on there. Like, you need to.
There's a process, yes.
There's a process, yeah. You've got to be registered as the artist, the publishing.
There's an ID number attached to it, yes.
So my thing is, like, I mean, me and you could make a song right now.
Sure.
And then we go in and we call it Deep Spanbai.
My thing is, though, dog, I was just like, Because I'm an artist, obviously that threw away the art element of music, and it got me worried. Like, does the future look like this, where we're going to be even our music, things of the soul, that are going to be taken away? You know, AI has taken over a lot of things, and it's breeding a generation of laziness, right?
Well, I don't know if it's laziness so much as it's like, yes, you're an artist, but you're also a performer. Right.
Okay.
Right now, when PH performs, he performs with other people's music. right?
Yes, the art of what I'm doing.
There's
yes.
the art of DJing yes. and being together.
But even the production element of it, when I put together a song, there's...
You're not singing.
I'm not singing. Yeah,
no,
I'm
you're not singing. I'm not singing. But it's PH's track. So yeah, my no, thing but, is, if PH had to produce an AI song and PH had to release it, PH, the performer, would benefit off that AI track.
Wait, no. But yes. Okay, now with the vocals that are there, right? That guy, what takes having like a church, he has
a choir.
Prompted, a choir, sorry. He has prompted AI to extend or layer the vocals to a point where it's like a church. And I'm just saying, are you saying to me that it's okay for me to go and instruct AI to say, make a song that sounds like Joyous Celebration?
Well, the thing is this.
That's taking away.
It might be. You the can authenticity look at it as taking away the authenticity. Yes, I agree. And I was actually watching Joe Rogan and Brett Weinstein speaking about this very topic. But
sure.
I think where the difference comes in is that when you are an artist, right? If you look at a lot of artists over the years, I watched a documentary where they discussed Milli Vanilli. They were the first big artists to be discovered lip-syncing.
Oh, yes, yes,
a really,
yes,
really
yes,
big
yes.
show. And it was a massive scandal. Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. The CD looped.
Yes.
Right? Mid-performance. And then, obviously, they were just singing the same line. So, say the line was, she's bad and you know it.
Yeah.
And then it goes into something else. The thing just said, she's bad and you know it. She's bad. And it sounded cuck.
Sure.
And those days, it wasn't like digital. So obviously, this shit must have been playing on a cassette or something. I'm fine. And this was a live show.
Sure.
Right? And then people were like, hold up. You guys weren't singing for real? Then besides just lip syncing, not only were they lip syncing, their song was sung by a completely different artist.
Shit.
But because Milli Vanilli had the steez,
yes.
The guy that discovered Milli Vanilli was like, nah, I want you niggas for the steez, but I want this brood for the vocals.
Vocals.
And then it came out that Boney M.
What?
You know that one, that Spider-Man? He's not singing there.
What?
Yeah. She's crazy like a fool. That's somebody else's voice.
Daddy.
Yeah, the backup Daddy people, cool. It's them singing.
Yeah.
But the bra, that's...
Don't joke.
Ra-ra Rasputin. You know that guy?
I know exactly, yeah.
Your brother.
What?
That guy was hilarious. He was always high or something, man. You know what I'm talking about, a Boney M, right?
Sure.
It's not his voice. It's another artist's voice at the back. Then when you look at artists like your biggest artists, your Beyoncé's, your Mariah Carey's, your Drake's, your Span Man, there's always stories coming out to say, so-and-so Ghost wrote this song for Toni Braxton. I'm just using an example.
Mm.
But some of the biggest artists, right? But when you think about Beyoncé and Beyoncé's star power, because
wait,
she's also
wait,
a performer,
wait,
the song was written by somebody else.
Hold on, let me park you there. The differentiator there is that they've got writing camps and they credit the people who write the songs.
Yes, that's fine. But I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't, as a Beyoncé fan.
Yes.
I don't care that you wrote the song, PH from South Africa.
Sure.
I care that I'm watching Beyoncé perform the song live and I care that I'm able to listen to my fave
but
Beyoncé performance.
But it's also countering what you then said because it's like Beyoncé is singing that song. Beyoncé recorded that song. I got played by a fucking AI, an AI generated song through and through. Vocal, beat, mixing, master. One in an hour, those credits.
Yes, but
it's
PA,
all
you
computer.
Forgot the part where I said it's all computer, yes. But PH the art, differentiate PH the artist and PH the performer. Because Ocean, what's his name? Ocean
Escape
Breeze.
Escape Deep.
Escape Deep.
He can't perform that.
Bro, who the fuck is Escape Deep? I'm not saying it in a bad way, my brother. I genuinely don't know who you are. I don't know Escape Deep. I hope that the song is so amazing that it puts Escape Deep on and then Escape Deep goes and he starts performing the song as a DJ. Because it's like a housey song.
Mm.
Would you be upset if Escape... I won't. I'll be happy for Escape Deep if Escape Deep starts doing shows.
I'm an artist.
It's fucking AI
I'm
music.
I'm an artist. It's taking away from the art.
What about the performance?
Huh?
What about the performance?
What about the performance?
I'm saying when you go DJ, you play other people's music.
Sure.
It's an art, isn't it? If Escape Deep is coming with other tricks there and he's playing his...
My thing is, and I think this is also happening on Twitter now, I saw that they were realizing that a lot of the accounts, right? The location of all the accounts, some African-based whatnot, mega accounts, all of this, are bots from India. Because I think now you can search the... what's this?
IP address.
IP address. Yeah. IP address of, a, of an account, right?
Yes. And it all says, they're using like a VPN or something.
But it all says location, India. India. So... so again, people now feel
so
plagued.
Indians are running the MAGA movement.
Yes. So what I'm trying to get to, right, is a point where it's just like some kid, ne?
Yeah.
Some kid who's not, who's got nothing to do with music, right? Yeah. Remember, there's an economy behind this as well. Who's going to sit there, prompt ChatGPT to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, fuck with people's emotions like they have with mine over the past weekend, right? Yeah. And
was this song not included in the NDA? Because maybe you
no man, nah.
Exposing Ocean Breeze
and
Escape Deep, sorry.
And produce an artist which doesn't exist because that
yeah, it's
not a
made
human.
Up.
It's not a human. Music which is computer generated, or it's artificial intelligence. You know, it's AI, and then go make money off that.
Yeah, but the
computer, I think that's a, no,
no, that's, AI is not losing here. AI doesn't.
No, humans are losing.
Are they?
Yes.
Wow.
Because, bro, there's someone who mixes and masters. There's someone who actually sings that thing. They're taking your likeliness. Oh, here's something that I didn't mention.
Yeah.
Ne? Is that 4 of those songs, I was like, oh, this guy's got Shasha on it. Oh, this guy's got Murumba Pitch on it. Oh, he's got Kalo on it.
In terms of the AI sounds he, like.
Yes. Okay. So what this person has gone and done, ne? Allegedly, because I don't...
Yeah.
Obviously from, based off the lack
and
of
And we're
credits.
Not cross with you, Escape Deep. Yeah. Thank you. You just the...
Using it as an example.
Yeah, we're using you as an example.
I'm like, the one song had... because as much as I'm scrolling, I'm like, I can hear
you're
Murumba
listening,
Pitch.
Yeah.
I can hear Kalo. I can hear Shasha. I can hear this person. Then obviously looking at the lack of the credits, there's lack of those
yeah,
people. And then I
not, yeah,
then no. I went and go to listen at the song. I was like, yes, this is Shasha. So what this person has gone and done is taken Shasha's likeliness, taken Kalo's likeliness, likeness. And profited off their voices as a reference to say, make a song that sounds like Waras in this note that says this and the beat must sound like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reference.
Okay, now there it could become problematic.
That is a problem.
Right. But my thing is, okay, where he's stealing other artists' sound.
Yes.
Likeness,
imagery and
right?
yeah.
That one could be a bit of a fuck up because then you kind of, you essentially copycatting that 100%. Artist. Right? However, if he's not stealing, if the AI is coming up with its own AI.
It's not a real artist, dog.
Wait, hold up. What if this is my song? Nothing is stopping that engineer and Shasha and Kalo and Kent or whoever. They can carry on making their music. I'm not taking anything away from them. I'm Ocean Breeze. Nobody knows me. I'm never going to get. If I email Zinqumalo now, she's not going to reply to me as fuck.
Ocean Breeze.
Escape.
Yeah.
As Ocean Breeze.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want to make this about Escape Deep.
Sure.
Shout out, my nigga.
Sure.
I want to make this about Ocean Breeze. Mina, I don't want to be rejected when I email these people and nobody replies to my... Maybe this guy produced music and he sent everybody an email to lay the vocal and they ignored
wrong,
him because he's a nobody.
It's wrong.
Right? He's like, ah, fuck it. I'm just going to make it myself. I'm going to show how I would have arranged it. I'm going to show how I would have put it together and boom, here's a song. Right? I'm saying that it's almost like it's creating an opportunity for artists outside of the...
But here's the challenge and here's my thing.
Yeah.
Right? And of course, humans will always challenge things, you know, which then become normality at some point. But
yeah.
My challenge is most of your artists, you end up being invested in the artist itself, right?
Yes, that's
and the,
like
art
the Beyonce
that they
example I made.
Yes.
Yeah.
You love how Beyonce laughs.
Yeah.
You have an issue when she does her body.
Yes.
You are invested.
I didn't love how she dressed at the F1, but
yeah,
carry on.
That was
weird.
Anyways. But my thing is, you have an emotion or an invested emotion towards the artist. This is how, and I want to, this maybe not land, but I want to use this example of how, you know how now humans are being, how you've
cloned.
Seen some, no, not even cloned,
oh.
How some people have interacted with ChatGPT and spoke, like, even to
yeah,
a
yeah.
point of death.
Yeah, where they literally have a whole conversation with ChatGPT.
And, like, ChatGPT convinces them okay, no, maybe you should ask yourself, right?
Yeah, because they go to ChatGPT for justification as to why they're feeling the way they
feel. I feel that this is, I don't want to say it's the same thing, but like, bro, there's no soul in it. It's not a real thing. You're listening to computers, man. Mm. I don't know how the dumbest form to put it in, but it's not a real
human. Missing soul. It's missing the soul of
and
music.
The art of music production. I think we have another clip.
Yes, we have
mentioned
a clip
from
the Joe Rogan podcast, because he brought this up to Brett Weinstein.
Sure.
Look, go check this out on the internet, man. It's everywhere. You can go and find 50 Cent remixes in AI, like very soulful 50 style of hip hop songs. He was referencing that. But play that clip there, please, Wandy.
His AI music is pretty fucking good, man. Pretty good. It's really catchy.
it's what it is. It's not good. It's catchy.
Great. It's a great fucking song.
I'm going to push back on you there because what we are suffering from is the junkification of everything. Right. And there's a way in which junk food is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's obviously a way in which it's really not.
Makes sense.
I hear you.
Right.
Yeah.
Now gentleman, Dr. Brett Weinstein, is a behavioral psychologist expert guy from became famous at Evergreen University. He was one of the foremost challengers of COVID. He's a big deal.
Sure.
Very divergent thinker. Love the guy. And obviously, there's a longer form discussion of how they got into it. But Joe was referring to a specific song. I think it's the one that you mentioned, the country song that became
the biggest
in the country. This guy was like, no, it's the junkification of art. And then he kind of touches on the fact that there is a soul and a, you know, there's effort and feelings and emotion that's put into music that AI will just never have.
Sure.
And even if AI churns out music that sounds like, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics of Imiza Moyami, it's going deep, dog.
Bro.
You know? But now because it's AI generated, it's like, do we go as far back as saying maybe the prompts had soul in them? You know what I mean?
Come on.
Or was the prompt just like, listen, ChatGPT, add some fucking soul, man. Make the blacks feel emotional. And then ChatGPT was like, okay, no problem. Inhliziyo yami,
bro.
You know what I mean?
I was like,
ChatGPT is fucking hacked up.
To the point it was talking about bubhlophe, like spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, it mentions that. And I was just like, hey, yo, hey, come. Like,
it's getting deep. Because now we won't need sangomas. We'll just go to ChatGPT and we'll say, and ChatGPT will be like,
it's Kulumani.
Geza.
It's a white river. I'm not guessing what
she is.
Are you telling me ChatGPT? Is that what we call with ChatGPT? Now sangomas are going to be competing with AI now.
Oh, sangomas are just going to go to ChatGPT and say, listen to this boost, I'm tired. And you then pour out your problems.
And then you summarize
ChatGPT is just... And it's like, nyaguzo fana.
Kuluma. Kini.
Togoza.
Togoza chat. Togoza chat. Yebo chat. Yebo cool.
Again, patek. And then the mic is on there. ChatGPT is listening to your story.
Like, but at the end, would you like me to put this in PDF?
Small hammer, I'm trying to hammer.
Nomshonyan.
Uzama, a PDF.
Dog. So for me, it's just like, dog, there's certain things that, like, I think AI is beneficial towards, right?
Mm.
An advancement of, but I think this is, I don't have a master explanation, but I think this is not cool. I just don't. And I disliked the song once I found out. I was in a juxtaposition. I was like, fuck, what a great song. But I hate that it's AI.
Yeah. Look, I'll say that, you know, like clockwork, dude, the universe. I literally watched that Milli Vanilli shit 2 days ago.
Sure.
Before, I haven't seen PH, so we hadn't had this discussion. But when I was watching that documentary, what it goes on to speak about is it says Milli Vanilli were the first to be discovered.
Mm.
It makes example of, I think, Ashley Simpson as well. She, on SNL, her lip sync also fucked out.
Sure.
And she became like a meme for lip syncing. And then it speaks about big productions, like things like the Super Bowl and shit, where it's like, yo, at shows like this, you can't afford to fuck up because everything is so meticulously timed that the lip syncing now almost becomes justified. The auto tune becomes justified because you actually don't have a good singing voice. So we use auto tune to cover the fact that you don't have a good singing voice, but
it enhances,
because you've got stage presence, you've got that performer energy.
Sure.
I want you to be the artist. I want Billie Eilish to be the artist.
Sure.
Whether Billie Eilish is talented or not, angikolab.
Sure.
Could Britney Spears ever really sing? Who the fuck cares? Mm. She was a massive superstar, headlined Las Vegas, I think, for like 10 years straight or some shit.
But you see,
you know, like that type of thing where it's like the money that you're making from the performance outweighs the need to actually be authentically artistic. And I'm saying AI, on one hand, it can put a lot of people on, like Ocean Breeze. Captain. Escape Deep.
Sure.
The song is dope. If the song blows up, Escape Deep is going to be the name that everybody is.
My challenge
about.
Is.
But, yeah, I flip it.
Yeah.
If Black Coffee released a song called Imiza Moyami, and he just put a Black Coffee beat on that shit, and he used Escape Deep's vocals, and he credited Escape Deep for the track, that song would be one of the biggest songs in the world because he's Black Coffee. And if he made an Afro Tech Imiza Moyami, bro, no one is going to care. We know that Black Coffee is not the one singing on the song. I don't think he'd ever do it because he's a purist.
But there's a different,
but I'm making an example of the brand power of Black Coffee on that track because of the genre that it falls into.
No, okay, cool. The difference here is we all know that bro would produce it.
No, of course. I'm saying he would. I'm talking about his brand power. Someone that big,
yes,
like I did with the Beyonce thing.
Sure.
Beyonce can sing. We know, live. She doesn't need it.
Sure.
I certainly don't think she needs it.
Sure.
She's proven herself.
Sure.
However, if she has to start doing it, at the stage of the game that she's at, would her fans, who are fucking loyal to death, would they really have an issue with it if she's the one, her voice is the one
projecting his
vocals?
Let me use two examples here, since we're now talking about brand power, right?
Mm.
Timbaland got into hot water for endorsing AI. Right. And he's one of the best producers in the world. Right.
Straight.
Because they said, how is it that you are endorsing this thing when the amount of
magic you've made,
magic that you put into music, which is long lasting. You don't make songs that last 3 months. You know, Where I Are is still a big song till this day, you know. And it's because, and it's especially.
Yeah, so is Stronger. Kanye, remember?
There's that video. That's what I was heading to say. There's stories behind a lot of the music. Mm. And that's one of the things that we buy into when we buy into artists is the fact that Kanye West went to 5 other producers before he went to Timbaland and changed Stronger, Better.
And spent hours dancing with them.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Timbaland changed it in like 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds.
Like, oh, okay.
You know, there won't be those stories when it comes to AI production. It's like, I was sitting in a dark room and I prompted ChatGPT.
But have you ever spoken to someone who's given you something on ChatGPT? They'll tell you, I had to prompt this thing 25 times. And it's like, you think you're telling a story where you've created something.
Sure. But even, bro, I mean, I saw a video on Instagram about a guy practicing the CV. Like this Nigerian, I think it's like a Nigerian guy saying, yes, I am a competent whatnot. He's masking what he put in his interview. But that's where we're hit. That's why I was saying we're breeding a lazy bunch of people. It's just like people's presentations, half of people's presentations are like chat. Whether it's reports, you know, a lot of people
proposals,
they point into ChatGPT, get the prompt, then maybe go design. You don't even have to design.
You can actually prompt it to do your whole pitch deck.
And then you take it to another AI app, which will then do the deck for you.
Yeah.
All you're doing,
and you think you're slick.
And you think you're slick. Yeah, you know? So for me, it's just like, I worry about the future.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. But to wrap it up, I think another thing about brands was Coca-Cola did an AI Christmas campaign.
Fuck up.
And their Christmas ads have always been amazing.
Yes.
Always been amazing, right? And then they did their Coca-Cola one, I think with the polar bears or whatever, and they got into hot water.
Full AI.
I think they took it off.
The whole ad is AI.
Yeah, they took it off.
The backlash,
Do we have a video?
Do we have that Coca-Cola video? Wandy?
Yeah,
It took Coca-Cola 70,000 prompts with AI to get a half-assed Holidays Are Coming commercial. My name is Joe Russo. I make movies. Let me talk to you about why AI is not as efficient as all these hypers want you to believe. 70,000 prompts and 30 days to get a minute of footage that is barely usable. People have gone through Coca-Cola's AI commercial and shown that not even the trucks, the stars of the commercial, match from shot to shot. And rumors suggest that Coca-Cola spent just as much on this commercial as they would have to make a normal live action commercial. All of the heart and all of the storytelling is gone, and all that efficiency, and they still can't even get it right. At this rate of efficiency, it would take over 7 years and 6 million prompts to get a 90-minute feature film. Biggest problem with trying to create fully generated AI content is it does not match shot to shot, and it requires a huge number of VFX artists to come in and fix all of this slop to make it even passable. If it takes 30 days and that many generations, and you still have to hire VFX artists at a fortune to fix this stuff, it is never going to last. The holidays are coming, so is the AI bubble popping.
Well, I think, yeah, that gives us a different perspective. I'm literally
typing it now. I said, write me a song about December and drinking Savannah.
Asian fun.
Right? I just want to see what it says. Here's a catchy, vibey song about December and drinking Savannah. Mm-hmm. South African December energy, easy to sing and perfect for a groove. Verse 1, sun's out, shades on, it's a golden kind of weather. We've been waiting all year just to vibe together. Playlist loud and the cooler box is full of treasure. Open up a Savannah. Hi, Bo. Nothing feels better. Chorus, December's calling my name, I can feel it in the air. Long nights, bright lights, good friends everywhere. No stress, no mess, just the ones who really care. Bottle in my hand and I'm lifted out the chair. Now I can prompt it and say, instead of bottle in my hand, change it to bottle on my head. Right. Now it's revising my lyrics.
Now we're here.
Here's the updated version.
We're here.
Verse 1 is the same. If you want the whole song reprinted with the updated line, just say the word and I'll format it clean again. So the chorus will change to December's calling my name, I can feel it in the air. Long nights, bright lights, good friends everywhere. No stress, no mess, just the ones who really care. Bottle on my head and I'm lifted out the chair.
Now,
I'm obviously just reading it.
Sure.
But if we had to put a melody to it,
sure.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
And put a mapiano beat of Manzinte or something on here.
As a reference,
As a reference, get the speed right. Make sure the shit is 118 BPM.
Sure.
Send it to Matumane to lay the verse.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I've got a Matumane verse that I made on ChatGPT in what?
Less than a minute.
Yeah. I just wanted to see, because in that clip of Coca-Cola, it said 70,000 prompts over 20 days.
Sure, 30 days,
I just did one extra prompt because I'm like, if I were writing a song about Savannah, bottle on the head.
Sure.
Right? What else? Dancing on a table.
Mm,
I'm leaving the club. I plan on leaving the club barefoot.
6'6".
Yeah, I'm 6'6".
Yeah.
You understand? Me, I will last head.
Sure.
Change the shit to an Afro beat.
Mm.
What the fuck?
Oh, we're fucked.
We're fucked.
I just think I had heard that already in South Africa, Capasso is like allowing AI, if I'm not mistaken.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we have an inside man, but allegedly.
Yeah, we have an inside man.
But also, I mean, it's just like the law is going to have to catch up with this. There will be an uproar.
Yeah, I think it's ahead of the law. That's why the first thing I asked PH is, I was like, is that song on Spotify?
Mm.
Like, if it's on YouTube and it's just been uploaded, you know, you can get away with that. But when it's on Spotify, I feel like it's gone through an entire registration process to get there.
Sure.
Which means checks and balances have been completed.
Sure.
I'm not sure of the details on the one in America. That Joe and them were talking, Joe Rogan. But it was something along the lines of, by the time people realized this fucking old song is AI, this shit was at the top of the charts.
Made its money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, streaming money's pop, but.
Yeah, because that was quick, eh? Like, I don't know if you've ever said, try to write music. Yeah, but
enough about AI. I mean, and my NDAs. You guys were seeing shit here in Joburg.
I was seeing shit.
Roads were closed.
We're seeing shit. So I live, you know where I live.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we had the Indian president there, allegedly, at the hotel next door, right? So the roads were closed for his ingress and egress.
Yes.
When he was leaving for the summit and when he was coming back from the summit.
For the G20.
They would close the road at certain points.
Sure.
And I came back at one of these points, right? And obviously, I assume dude is on his way on the highway. And then they're like, yo, we're on our way 10 minutes out.
Close the roads.
They close the roads so long. Now I'm just like, you know, the thing is, when you look at the chain of command of road closures, by the time it gets down to the Metro Police who've been sitting there the whole day, they also just like, ah, fuck it. They park their van, they put their cones, they're like,
sure.
And then I'm like, you know, getting into my house there by the pedal courts.
Yeah.
Like, I'm limited in terms of how I can get
your
in
options.
Here,
yes, yes,
you know
yes, yes, yes.
Go down thinking I'm going to enter on the other side. They're like, no, go around. This is one highway over.
The around is
right.
It requires.
When I do the around, Mount Figure to Ethel Oaklands, it's closed.
Sure.
So I have to go to Glenhove.
Sure.
I say Glenhove, Ngiyabuya. When I get back to Ethel Oaklands, your PH, the traffic.
Traffic.
Now I'm like, fuck, bro. I could have walked to my house from the road closure, but now I've had to go around literally like 5 km.
Jesus.
More. And now I'm sitting in traffic. It took me 15 minutes in that traffic to get into the Melrose precinct.
Sure.
To get to my house.
Sure.
So then I tweeted and I was like, fuck this old G20. So I said, dog. I said, fuck this G20. Now I must fucking sit in traffic. That's on me. I'm trying to get home, dial up my stuff, go cut my hair.
Sure.
Fast, quick kind of music.
Sure.
White babies.
Nothing.
Nothing. Ended up not going to kind of music.
Ish.
Ended up getting no white babies.
Ish.
Ended up plumbing at home with my lights.
Ooh, those stitches.
And I mean, I could have if I wanted to because I have an au pair, you know.
Sure.
But now, because of G20, I'm
fine.
Rampa and them phoning me up. Rampa. Rampa. What's the story?
Rampa. Sure. So, yeah, obviously it was a G20 this past weekend. I think we'd like to salute Ramaphosa and his team for executing it.
Yeah, first time they pulled it off.
First time on African soil, having, you know, the most influential countries and their heads of state in the country. And obviously just to speak about, I don't say world order, but what they all agree on.
We'll obviously see in the coming weeks, months,
sure,
what deals were made and obviously how it benefits us. Because I saw a lot of people saying, how does it benefit us?
So the biggest
us?
Thing that they were talking about, one of the few talking points was multilateralism, I think it's called, which is basically how everyone needs to be equal, right? Even the smaller countries, I think it addressed loans in terms of the interest, you know, especially from the smaller countries, from the bigger countries to the smaller countries.
Yeah, like don't kill us with the interest.
That should be managed. Behavior in terms of bombing other countries. They didn't say, but you know,
but they meant.
Well, yeah, those.
They didn't say the blue team.
Yeah, they didn't say the blue team.
They meant the blue team.
Please, Wandy, please mute when I say.
Yes, please mute when we say and mute when we say. Let's go with the blue team.
Blue team and
the green team.
So, yeah, they obviously addressed that.
Looks and like I've got a blue team coming.
And then, obviously, the big one which made, like, world news, which was Trump not wanting to go, trying to sabotage or undermine.
Well, America not attending. And then saying...
Sending a junior...
Yeah. So, I didn't understand that. Like, to collect the... I don't know. Does everybody get like a sign?
No. So basically the G20 is, it's a conversation amongst the heads of state where this is how we're going to carry out so let's say multilateralism. All of us agree.
We sign. Okay. Then everybody gets a copy.
Then everyone. So then
it makes sense.
Then the next country who's going to host it, which is America next year, is meant to obviously then bamba that thing. We officiate until next year's conversation.
Yes, to say, have we followed up on this thing?
Yes, have we followed up on blah, 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 right? So they were like, oh, no, we'll bring in juniors to come and fetch that paper.
Yeah, and they were like, no, we won't give it to juniors. That's what I salute them for. That's what I was proper take for a boost.
So, yeah, they were basically taking us for a boost and undermining the whole thing to say. And then they wanted crazy requests for the junior
What, like he must land at Waterkloof Air Force Base?
Yeah, so from the kinds of helicopters and escort and kinds of cars and this, that, the other, was ridiculous, especially for junior people in parliament or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so
probably like a junior, someone in the office of the president.
No, in fact, it was from the embassy.
Yeah. Like a nigga from here.
Yes, he was already here.
Yeah, I thought he was coming in.
Yeah, someone who stays.
Now, why must he have a helicopter when Nuna Imoto? How are you moving?
So they were like, that's not going to happen. And in fact, you can go fetch it there by the Turco offices. And Turco was like, go bump the Home Affairs or something.
Yeah.
Where you'll be offline.
Yeah.
And I think so
you'll have to wait. Thank you.
You'll have to wait. So I saw people saying in the comments, I wish they are offline. they get there. They must get the true South African experience, but largely I think it was well handled, you know.
Yeah. And without incidents. Yeah, you know, we didn't see anything hectic. I think a lot of people did get irritated with the traffic.
Yeah.
On the comments on my tweet. Niggas knew what I meant. Yeah. The problem is I experienced it first because they were staying by my house.
Sure.
So me now I saw the shit. Before it started really popping off, right?
But
a lot of people complained about the airport as well.
Yeah, so
there was a hand I was actually speaking to.
Flights were crazy delayed.
Yes, she was like, first of all, my flight was delayed. Mm. And when I landed in Joburg, bro, I literally got swept up. They almost put me in the V-class because they thought she's part of the delegation that was coming
really?
Out. And she was like, no, I've got nothing to do with this.
Oh, hectic.
I'm just a private citizen.
Oh, hectic.
Because think of how many people are coming in.
Yes.
And now we've got to process all of them, you know?
Yes.
On an ordinary day, when you walk into, especially Cape Town International Airport, I'll use it as an example because it's where I've seen it the most often. The people standing with the signs.
Yeah.
Ah, bra, ba, pe, lim, van.
It'd be
like 20, 30 people, dog, standing with signs. And if you're the one being fetched, there you've got to read all these signs. Gotcha. Now imagine for this thing, because you don't know who you're fetching. Mm. They've just told you you're fetching Ambassador PH.
Sure.
Fuck, he's Ambassador PH. Mm. You understand? Not everyone that comes is a president or a head of state.
Yes.
Their teams come on normal commercial flights.
Sure. So I was watching. So speaking of commercial flights, I was watching on YouTube yesterday. I'm into aviation. So there was a video.
Oh, Aviator.
There was
PH
a
video. PH plays that game all the fucking time. Wow. They're on easy bets.
Wow. There was a guy recording all the aircrafts that landed. Of the heads of state. So France, I think, had three aircrafts. Qatar had like three different aircrafts. It just showed all the different planes and the flight times of those planes. And yeah, I think of the 18 countries that came, 30-something aircrafts. So France had, I think, four aircrafts. There was like
Macron plus,
the Brazil plus, you know? And I remember my flight on Friday got delayed by like 45
to Cape Town.
No, just to get onto the runway.
Phew.
Because we were waiting for that to
clear. For those ones to land, yeah.
Yeah, so look, I understand it's heads of state, you know.
But shout out to it's a logistic nightmare as well.
Huge.
And, you know, to pull it off, I think says something. Because, like, by and large, we all complain about our government being useless.
Yeah, we love complaining.
We'll be back to doing that from today. Don't get it twisted.
Sure.
But, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due.
Yes.
I would also like to give credit to our mayor, Dada Moreira.
For doing nothing. What?
Because his tweets in the build-up to G20, every day that nigga was telling us about something that they cleaned up, fixed up, or brought online.
Oh.
Cleaned up, fixed up, brought online.
Sure.
Service delivery, fixing our city. We put flowers there by the off-ramp, whatever, right? He was daily, hourly.
So updates. His actual job.
Those niggas are gone. Yeah. G20 is over.
Oh.
And he said, we're not letting up.
Okay.
And this morning I saw a tweet where he updated us on London Road. Because London Road is a fucking disaster.
Where's London Road?
Alex.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, going through Alex, right? They were cleaning up on London Road and they were fixing, because there's a bridge there by London Road that every time it rains, that bridge floods. Kenny Kunene shot a video there. We've seen videos shot there by residents. They all over Twitter. Mm. It floods every time, right? Mm. And I saw they were busy with the cleanup crew somewhere near there.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that he continues
to do
with
his
that.
Job.
And I'm hoping that the budget that was allocated for the beautification ahead of G20
continues.
Is enough to continue beautifying into December, because something that all of us as residents, because yes, they frustrated me and closed the road so I couldn't get into my house. Mm. But what they did show me is that when the police want to, they can.
Yeah.
I was like, I fell up, la mapoise.
Bro.
Dude, I had like 40 police in my reception area.
No, no, no. Leave that. The visibility in Sandton, even during the B20.
Ooh, bro.
Even during the B20, the build up to the G20, so many cops on the road. And yeah. I was like, I feel safe. You know, yes. I feel safe because...
And it's like, where are you guys all
yes,
the time?
Yes, all the entire time. And I was just like, why is it that we can't run the bro, because I was even saying to the Uber driver, I was like, bro, if I was a criminal, right?
Mm.
I would not even try stealing a car purely because at every single...
Intersection,
there was cops. Just blooming. Not roaming, looking for cool drink, blooming... At doing their job, you know.
And no cool drinks were being requested.
And there was no cool drinks this past weekend. Hey, which means next week, Ziyakhala.
Ah, Ziyakhala, man.
Hey, which means next week, Ziyakhala. But it was lovely to see, you know, the visibility of the police inside the mall as well.
Yeah.
You know, you saw cops just walking up and down. I saw those cops on horses and I was like, man, I feel safe, yeah. Right? I remember being inconvenienced going to the airport this one time at night. I think on the N1 or N3. No.
N12, N17.
Before you get to the N3, is it M1? I think it's M1.
M1, yeah. By Marlboro there.
Marlboro, yeah.
Yeah, M1.
Yeah. And they were fixing that road over there and they were working at night. I was like, how can't we work at night? And do you remember asking Kenny Kunene about why can't JLA fix some of the roads at night, you know? I was like, but this thing is possible. So I wish that it continues, that Dada and them continue to, Mayor Dada
Mayor Dada Morero, I hope he continues to perform. Because, you know, there was something that came out listing the executive salaries of senior management at COJ.
Sure.
And me and many other people said, you know, this is bullshit. Some of them are earning like 4 or 5 bars. The ones defending it are saying that, no, these people are professionals and they deserve that money. They've got qualifications, blah, blah, blah. Sure. And I and many others are coming from a school of thought where it's like, I don't actually give two fucks about their qualification.
Mm.
If you are in that position, you need to perform.
Yes.
Because people were likening it to the city of Cape Town. Mm. Like, oh, look at their salaries.
Mm.
And others were likening it to private sector salaries. Sure. Heads of banks, heads of mines.
Sure.
And then I'm like, you can rest assured that if I'm the head of whatever bank, and the bank starts fucking out and losing money, I'm gone and I'm replaced by PH, who needs to come in and he'll have performance targets in place, which 100%. If he doesn't meet them, he will be gotten rid of and we get the next one and so on and so forth.
Sure.
And it's the same in the city of Cape Town. If you go into Cape Town town, so if you go there by town to Kloof, to Greenpoint, to Sea Point, to the Atlantic seaboard, you can walk around, you can tour, you can do your thing. This city center, you cannot do that. You cannot go past Prague unless you know your story.
Sure.
It's not safe in town. Sure. That's number one. And then a lot of areas around the peripheral of the city are fucked.
Mm.
In Cape Town, we all know the Cape Flats is a shithole.
Yeah.
But once you pass that and you get into like the other areas of Cape Town, the shit is well maintained and it's clean.
What? So,
well, I mean, wait. Okay. I'm saying from a performance perspective, if my job is to look after this area and you come into that area and the area is fine. Bro, there where I live, that very same area, there is a fucking pothole the size of a donga on the corner of Corlett and Ethel.
Sure.
That has been there. I'm sorry. That pothole is like, it's like a standard pothole. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I look at that pothole and I think to myself, where JRA or whatever department is supposed to fix that pothole? I'm using my area because that's where I live and I know how much I pay.
Sure.
So as a payer to the city, I'm uncomfortable with this brood earning 4.5 million rand when I know there's been a pothole there for 3 years.
Got you.
Same thing, the discussion we had with Kenny Kunene.
Sure.
It's like you become frustrated as a citizen, as a resident of the city, when you don't see things being fixed, maintained, or repaired. And then you're like, when I consider how much I pay and how much you earn, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Whereas in Cape Town, you know, when we're signing NDAs and we're crawling.
Sure. Maybe that's why John Stiene is in, what is it, Dion George.
Yeah.
That's why they were spending, 150K on Uber Eats.
So these two are in like a spat of sorts, right? George, Dion George Dion and John Stiena. So it's come out that John Stiena apparently has a credit card bill of 150,000.
Balling on the babies.
Right? And then this Dion George brewery is saying that there's a flurry of mutual accusations. George claims that Stiena misused the DA's official credit card for personal expenses, takeaways like Uber Eats, while Steenhuisen's personal finances are under scrutiny for unpaid credit card debt. I won't lie, as far as the government minister goes,
sure,
I'm very happy about that.
What?
That he's got unpaid credit card debt. It means he's normal.
Okay.
He's a guy that's actually using his credit card to live.
Sure.
And Ngapa is actually struggling to pay it.
If
you told me that his credit card is on zero and he's boiling out of control, I need to start worrying.
Yeah.
Because uitata pimali. Then it says Dion George, who's the former Ministry of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment. He is the party finance chair. He's central to these allegations, and obviously Steenhuisen is the DA leader, and he has a default judgment against these personal debts.
Oh my God.
Oh my word. Very challenging.
That's very interesting.
What do you think John buys with that credit card?
He's boiling on the babies. Do you want Nando's, baby? I got you.
Yeah. No, we'll just get Uber Eats.
Get some wine and Uber Eats and some biltong.
Somebody actually posted a picture of him, like a before and after, of how much weight he's gained.
He's actually gained quite a bit.
Yeah, and they were like, well, no wonder. I'm pulling the Uber Eats, man. Who's so cool, pal?
150K.
Bro.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. But as a minister and the DA leader, he's probably earning over two bars.
And remember, in those positions, so understanding how politicians work, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're...
if you're the upper.
I was going to say, no, I was going to use a word where it's just like, metric, smart.
Yeah.
If you're smart, or let's say street smart, right? If you're the ones who are street smart and you're in a position where it's like, okay, I've got the portfolio of public works or roads, whatever. I'm going to give my bras a tender. My brews are going to make money off that.
Yeah, and then, my brews are going to fix potholes.
And then I'm gonna pocket from that and get cash. So that's how... If you didn't know, some of the politicians
allegedly. I don't know anything about
allegedly. Yeah, ChatGPT told me this. Yeah, ChatGPT told me this.
Yes, and then you get my kickbacks.
Then you get kickbacks, obviously in the form of cash.
Yeah.
So we'll never be able to tell how those guys actually live, you know. But I'm sure, yes, there's an official earning of maybe 1.2.
Yeah, I think with his official earning alone,
sure,
he should be okay.
Yeah, there's an official earning, and then there's lifestyles. If we were to do lifestyle audits on some of those guys,
yeah. And it's expensive living in Cape Town, man.
And Cape Town and its fucking rent. I was there this past weekend, boss. Woo-wee.
Yeah, well, lucky you weren't paying any rent.
NDA.
Pre your comp. I was watching your stories and just...
I don't know. Don't know, but yeah. I
was watching your stories and biting my fist. But you had big shots.
Tell me, what else has been happening? Madlang Commission, who's been told what?
Thing is actually, it hasn't been getting attention because of the G20. So I won't lie, like the heat died down on the Madlang Commission. And we didn't properly get to discuss, for example, Brown Mokgosi's disaster.
His fucking, testimony. My God.
Wow. It's like, fuck, bro. Like, if ever there was a guy that should have just not gone on, right? And I think in the days following his testimony, etc., we weren't properly able to dissect it because the G20 started and then there was other topics being discussed. But yo, brah, except that old city was an MK soldier at 13.
Age 13, bro. Remember?
Intelligence, what?
Gapa, he was saying, who was saying works for the CIA or is the CIA?
He said with Mankwanazi's side of the team. Like, there was also like, serious allegations made about Paul O'Sullivan weren't properly discussed. So I think in the coming week. Yeah, O'Sullivan was in the headlines there. In the coming week, I think we're going to see a lot of dissection by
those allegations.
Smarter people than us. Yeah. me, I watch, what's his name? Season Yusuf, 4 for Walsh, right?
I thought you were going to say Yusuf
Obrachi. And Mighty Jamie.
Sure.
His thing is called The Dissection.
Okay.
Where he goes into, I watch it so that I can sort of get
an understanding,
a well-rounded one. Because, you know, there's parts you miss there and fuck, I'm not going to sit the whole day and watch that shit.
Sure.
But to what mind, Apparently, there's fraudsters who are posing as Justice Madlanga to steal people's personal info and undermine the commission. So apparently, these people are impersonating high-profile judicial figures in order to, I don't know if they're trying to intimidate or get information out of witnesses, which, I mean, put two and two together, it's easy to see how that would be beneficial to some of the accused. The scam includes threats, extortion, and requests for bribes, allegedly to pressure institutions and individuals into making decisions contrary to their mandates. The commission says these fake communications are deliberately designed to undermine the integrity and damage Justice Madlanga's personal and professional reputation. They're saying it's unknown individuals. They're all just posing to be Madlanga. That's why I love this fucking country. Motherfuckers will find an opportunity in anything. These could just be brews sitting and they're like, yo, fine, I'm all PH, well, let's tap him. It happened to me. Remember him, Jay? God rest his soul.
Yeah.
It was the guy, and everybody in the industry knew this guy. Because I remember when I phoned Spear, and I was like, yo, Fejas Gwens again. And Spear was like, wow. No, what's your you keep your wallet,
and pay back. And pay back. Because it's overbooked.
That's a guy, dog. Yeah. He'd phone you and he'd be like, yo, man, I'm just stepping into a meeting, but my guy is going to call you. Let's call the guy George. My guy George is going to call you, but hey, first, Kulumana George, if I got a my flight, but Nick Tumel, I'll go Bitvest Bank. Boy, Bitvest Bank, I'll go. Then you're like, Bitvest. It would be like Bitvest or Habib Bank, not your standard banks. Right? Ironically, if you wanted to draw that e-wallet, you needed to go to a standard bank machine. And then I'm like, I don't want to fucking draw an e-wallet for my gig. Because it's a massive e-wallet, like 8 grand or something. Like an e-wallet, like a money transfer of some sorts.
And it would put you under pressure to pay back.
Yeah, no, and then it would be like, go draw that thing, and then you'll sort me out. And then you're like, because it's MJ, like, it was a brewer. You know, that guy, the first time I played it, he paid me cash. And that's how trustworthy he was. I knew I could go there, play, eat, drink, and when before I leave, that guy will have me escorted out with my 10,000 or whatever he was paying. I wouldn't even discuss the price.
He would just come
there thinking I'm getting 6. And then he'd be like, 12. You know? So I think that person had some inside knowledge of how this guy operates. So many of us trusted that advice. Then you go there and find out this thing doesn't work. Now George is phoning you. He's like, yo, dog, the last flight, send 3,000. And you're like, I never ended up sending the money, but some people did.
No. He also tried with me. And I think now his thing has evolved. He, during COVID, he tried to do stuff with saying like...
it's Hulu.
Bro, Hulu. Then he did us with Channel O. When we were doing our Channel O production. Now, recently...
I'm calling from lockdown hotspot.
Now, recently, he's now targeting... He's now saying... He's trying to get bookings for... guys who play overseas, like the guys who play Afro overseas, saying, he's targeting guys in the Eastern Cape, saying, yo, I representing you, I got your number from PH. Let's go, bro. Someone sent me a screen grab, right? Saying, yo, is this legit? I was like, nigga, do you think it's legit? Also, he was like, nah. And then why would this random person say that he represents an agency that's in fucking Spain?
Yes, and he got your money.
Come on, dog. You know, so
just do something.
It's that time of the year.
But it happens that time of the year. I was about to say it happens at this time of the year because we're busy thinking other stuff. You know?
And I know, like, and this is, I guess, to venue owners and promoters, like, just fact check bank details and whatnot, because there's guys now saying, no, I represent PH, I represent Waras. Well, PH is playing Kokai Kai. You know, can we get bookings for him? They do the whole booking, they pay deposits, that guy disappears, and they say, what else is a no-show? It's like, well, you didn't
book him. Who did you book him through?
Who did you speak to? You know, so when you get tagged there, it's like, no, some guy went and said that he represents you.
That happened, remember when that happened to us, and then we gave the road manager all that alcohol, and then the artists never came.
Tricky. But anyways, I think that's us.
That is us.
We're out of here. I feel like going back to Cape Town. This weather is so cocked, dog.
Weather's balls. Durban, it's a nice excuse to cuddle up with the something.
I don't have something.
Huh?
I don't have
something. Find something.
Must find a young something.
Yeah, my man. Something's also looking for somewhere to cuddle.
Ne?
Yeah, dog. Yeah. Bitches are out here. The DSTVs kept bounced. Netflix bounced.
Yo, stay away. Don't stay away from the Hey Stranger text. Don't call her. Don't call him back, my sister. He showed you his colors the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
It's December now. Imagine being pregnant in December.
Chief, imagine having a baby. All my kids are born in August.
Yeah, you're smart man. January. Ka.
Aye. Eh? December.
December. Ka. Ka.
August.
Yeah. Yeah, we're out of here. Stay safe. Next week, in December. Boss. Stay showered, prepared, shape egg. What's that thing saying? What is that your song saying? Hands in the air.
Savannah on the head.
Savannah in the head. It's time for Savannah in the head next week.
Take it easy if it's easy. Take it home.
But I'm not in season.